Welcome to the Notespire Music Artist Impact Podcast, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. Here's your host, Nate Miller.
And welcome back to another episode of the Artist Impact Podcast right here on WNSMDB, Notespire Radio. I am your host, Nate Miller, and I'm so glad to be with you today as we talk about another interesting and hopefully helpful topic for you as an independent Christian musician. So we're going to be talking about six tips to help you promote your music on Instagram. So how many of you out there are already using the social media platform Instagram for your music? Hopefully most, if not all of you. If you haven't ventured out into that platform yet, we encourage you to do so. It's very helpful. Most musicians are already using it. And if you aren't, you're missing out on some of the key features that could be helping to promote and share your music with more people. If you are, hopefully there's at least something here, at least one thing maybe that will help you to be using it even better. Okay. So if you're totally new to Instagram, Instagram is another social media platform like Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or some of the other ones you may have heard of. And it's owned by Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook as well. So they're tied together. So you can also do a lot of cross posting between your Facebook account and your Instagram account. So if you have both, if you have a music account on either one or both of them, you can cross post or share the same content on both platforms, which is helpful. Instagram is a platform where musicians can reach a huge potential fans by using videos or photos or images. And there's newer features recently added, things like Instagram Reels, which are short video clips. And then also Instagram Live. You can go live on Instagram platform with videos. So that's another way that you can boost your exposure and engage directly with your fans. And Instagram continues to grow. So as that grows, you can also grow your fan base. We're going to be talking here in a little bit about how many current users there are, and it continues to grow as well. So we're talking today about six tips. This is based on an article published on October 11th of last year, 2023, by Lauren Davish. And this was on the Discmakers blog. Okay, so a lot of great resources on there. Okay, so why should you be using Instagram? What's the opportunity there within Instagram's music community? Well, like I said before, there's a lot of people using it. So at the writing of this article, there were already over 2.35 billion, that's billion with a B, users, and that continues to increase. So potentially, that's a huge basis of people that you might not already be reaching. Now, I already said that it's owned by Meta, so the same parent company as Facebook. So a lot of people who are using Facebook also have Instagram and vice versa. So there is going to be some crossover there if you're already using one of those platforms and not the other. But still, 2.35 billion with a B users is nothing to blink your eye at, you know. That's pretty substantial. It's almost a necessity for music promotion these days. And it's also a great way to not only find listeners, but also to network with other musicians, which we'll talk about here in a few seconds. The other thing is with Instagram, you know, the musician community there is pretty tight, as this article says. A lot of people are interconnected, like I said, without networking. You're going to find tons of not only local musicians, but also national bands. So the major label artists, you can follow them just like you can follow them on, you know, Twitter, probably Facebook and TikTok and some other platforms as well. And you can create connections with them and network. If you're lucky, some of those national bands will also follow you back. Whether they'll interact with your content or not, it remains to be seen. They might. Some artists will respond to comments, follow back. It just depends on who they are and how much time they have, or if they have a team that's helping them with their social media content, but it does happen. I follow somebody who doesn't do music anymore, used to be a musician. Now he's into directing and writing and producing of films and TV, but it's really cool because his account isn't for music, but I follow him anyway just to see what he's doing. And, you know, I've commented on his post and he has responded. And, you know, that it's probably nothing to him, but it's a lot to me because it's like, oh, well, this is somebody who's actually famous, who has, you know, a name, somebody who has worked in Hollywood and has made it, quote unquote, made it, so to speak. So it's cool that they actually respond and acknowledge when someone comments on their content. So it's a great way to interact with major label talent, but also the local music scene. It's a great way to network with other local bands, other indie artists. And, you know, that can lead to collaborations, whether that's songwriting or actually gigging. So collaborating with other people to book shows at venues that maybe you're looking to get into if someone else already has an in, or if you just need more people on the bill, you know, in a certain location. It's a great way to interact and network with those local musicians that might be able to help you do that. Okay, so how do you get started on Instagram? Well, the first thing you want to do is to create an effective Instagram profile. So notice the what we said, effective. So you want to put a little bit of thought and care into your profile because you want to make sure that it's going to represent yourself well, your brand well, to show people who you are, what the message is behind your music, and what you stand for, what you represent, to give them a good idea before they even, you know, start looking at your content or listening to your videos or interacting with anything that you post. Just by looking at your bio, they should be able to tell who you are and what you're about. So you want to create a concise but interesting bio. Instagram doesn't give you a whole lot of room to put information in because of the nature of the platform. That's why you need to be concise, but you want to make sure that it's interesting. It's going to grab people's attention. So your band bio or your performer bio, if you're a single performer, is going to be one of the first sections that users are going to see when they land on your profile page. So you want to make good use of it. You only have 150 characters or less. Again, there's not a lot of real estate on this platform for your bio, but it's still important. In your Instagram bio, you want to include the following information if possible. So start with your genre or some form of it, okay? So give people an idea of what type of music you are. If you're CCM, just put contemporary Christian music, or to save on those 150 characters, put CCM. Put indie musician, put eclectic, put rock musician, Christian rock, Christian pop, Christian hip hop, whatever it is. Give the viewer some kind of inkling as to what type of music you're playing. Where you're from. This can be helpful, again, with networking, especially if you're networking with local bands and they're looking for other people to play gigs with or to connect with when touring or whatever. And just for fans and followers to know where you are. They might have an interest in your locale or coming out to see you and they want to find out more information. Or there might be people searching for people who live in those areas. So put your location down if you can. You can put down information about new releases. Now, this is something that, again, because you're limited with characters, you're probably going to want to change as your new releases change as well. But whatever you're currently working on or whatever current release is ready to drop or has just dropped, that's a great place to put it because it's upfront. When people land on your profile, they can look and see my latest release is this, rather than having to scroll down through all your past content. Upcoming shows is another great thing to put in your bio. That, again, it's something that's current, something that's present or just right around the corner. So that information is right there for people to find. And then also very important, contact or booking information. Again, if people are looking to network or venues are looking for performers, maybe they're looking for a band or a performer in a specific location with your music genre. They see that you have a new release and you don't have any upcoming shows, or you do have an upcoming show and it's in their area. Maybe they want to book you. So put your contact and booking information so that they know how to reach you. Very important. There's also space to include up to 5 links. So you can use these to send your users, the viewers of your channel, to things like your website, if you have one. Send them to music. So if you have a Spotify channel, you could put your link to your Spotify channel. You can put links to your upcoming shows. You can put links to your other social media platforms, anything from Spotify to YouTube to TikTok to Amazon Music. Great way to use the limited space in your profile for your viewers. Okay, another element of your profile is going to be your profile picture. Now, that sounds obvious, and any other social media platform you have some kind of profile picture, but you want to be wise in choosing your picture. If you have a logo for your band, use that, okay? Or use as professional as you can, you know, the highest quality promotional band or artist photo that you can. I would also suggest, if you're already using a band photo or a performer photo on another social media platform, say you're on YouTube or Spotify and you want to start on Instagram, if you're already using a photo on one of these other platforms, use the same photo here. That's one of the best things to do, is to be consistent across the board in every area online. That way there's no confusion. When people are looking for you, if they see one logo one place and they see a different logo another place, it's very confusing to them. Wait, is this the same performer? Is this the same band? You want that brand recognition. You want people to be able to find you right away. If they say, oh yeah, I recognize them. That's the logo. That's the same band I love on YouTube or whatever. Help them out, you know, throw them a bone and do yourself a favor, and don't confuse people or throw them off track. It just helps people to find and acknowledge you better and faster. So pick the most high quality photo you can. You also want something that's going to, again, speak to who you are as a musician. If you're a band, put the whole band in the photo if you don't have a logo. If you're a guitarist, a single guitarist, hold your guitar in your photo. Or if you're a keyboardist, singer, songwriter, be sitting at the keys. You know, have something in the photo that says, I'm a musician. This is what I play. This is what I do. You can be artistic and creative about it as well. It doesn't have to have your instrument in it, but do something that's going to just speak to who you are, to say, here I am, I'm a musician, I'm a creative person, this is me, this is the type of music I'm promoting. Use your creativity, because you want something that's going to catch the eye of the person who's looking for you and looking at your profile. Okay, so that pretty much covers creating the profile when you create your Instagram account. And again, if you haven't gone on Instagram yet, just go to Instagram.com and follow the prompts. They'll have you put in your email and a password, and you can create an account. By the way, we've said this before on other podcasts, and maybe you already have a personal account on Instagram, but you don't have a musician account. We always suggest doing a separate band or musician account on your social media platforms. So if you do already have a personal one, and even if you've been putting your music content on there, we really, really, really suggest having a separate dedicated music profile. And you can even tell the people that are following your personal account to migrate over there. They can still follow you personally, but to say, hey, you know, even do a screenshot of your new music profile and say, for all of my music content, follow me over here as well. And then other people who aren't following you personally can just follow the music content. It's really good to have that differentiation, because there's sometimes you don't necessarily want or need people to follow your personal life, but you do want them to follow your music life. And you can even share some personal things that are music related on your music account. It just helps to create separation there and to get rid of any confusion, and just dedicate all of that content on that music profile to just what you're doing in music. Because some people, if they are following you for your music, they're not necessarily interested in the rest of your life, and you don't want them to be interested in that as well most times. Okay, so that's everything about the profile. So how do we use Instagram now to promote our music? All right, so we're going to talk about 6 tips to help you do just that. Now, you guys have all heard, you know, the phrase that content is king, right? And that's true here as well. The whole idea of having a social media platform is to create content and post it and to engage with your friends, your fans, and your followers. So here on Instagram, the platform is mainly image-based, hence the name Instagram. It started out with just photos, and then, you know, there was minor video capability in the beginning. I think it was like 10 or 15 second video clips. Instagram has changed a little bit over the years if you haven't been using it. And for a while, you could only put short form video. And then I think they had launched IGTV or Instagram TV where you could put longer form video. But then once TikTok came out and so many people started using that platform, Instagram realized they had to kind of change to keep up with them. So that's when they created the Instagram Reels. And so again, short form content, short form videos, which they used to have. Now they have the full, you know, the full length videos that you can put on there. And so they're back to the short form content, which is kind of funny, but you know, they needed to do that to keep up with TikTok. So let's talk a little bit about the content that you're going to create and put on Instagram. First and foremost, you want to post that something that's engaging. All right. So of course you're posting images, photos or videos, but you want to post engaging images and videos. Make sure everything is relevant and on brand. So we'll talk a little bit about, you know, sharing fun, personal stuff when we talk about your stories, but you want to post stuff that is related to your music, things that your fans and your followers are going to want to look at again about your music. This isn't the profile to share all your personal information. That's why you separate them. You want to, as much as possible, keep this about your music and something that's going to engage the people that are interested in that. All right. When you first hop on someone's profile, the first thing you're going to see after their bio is what's called a grid. And it's going to show, you know, a grid of all the content that they've posted so far. So it'll be a thumbnail of the photos or the videos. And it's going to contain all the images and reels that you have posted. So people can scroll down through if you've already have an established account with content on there, and they can scroll down through and see all the content that's already been posted, and they can click on any of that content to open it up. So the first thing you have, of course, is photos. You want to post the most visually engaging photos that you can to kind of pique your users' interest, all right? Again, make sure that it's something that's aligned with your artist's brand. Again, this is focused on you as a musician and the music that you create. So make sure the photos are about that. It sounds simple, but that's what you want to focus on. For example, if you're playing rock music, you might consider posting pictures or photos of you on stage with your band, rocking out on your instruments. Okay. If you're a different genre, post a picture that is more indicative of that. Another cool thing about photos is that not only can you post a single photo or a single image, you can post multiple photos in a single post. So these are sort of carousel posts. So when the user scrolls down through and clicks or sees the first post, it'll be one image. But if there's multiple images on one post, they can scroll or swipe, you know, left or right, and scroll through multiple images. I think it's up to 10 images per post. And the neat thing with this is that if someone's scrolling down through their Instagram feed and your first post comes by, if there's a carousel post, so you have multiple photos on one post, the first time they see your post in their feed, they're only going to see the first photo. Now, they might interact with that post. They might like it or comment. But if they don't, it's fine, because if they scroll past it, the next time they scroll down through their feed, Instagram will automatically swipe your first post, the first photo, over, so that the next time the user sees your account, they see the next picture in that post. And it will continue to do that as it cycles through the multiple photos in that post. Now, you don't have to post multiple photos every time, but it does give you that option, which is really cool. So if you're at a certain gig or event, you know, you don't have to keep doing individual posts every time you take a picture. Just kind of group them together, put multiple pictures together on one post. And again, it has this kind of nifty and useful carousel that people can just swipe through. So it helps kind of keep things together and saves time and space. Okay, your other option is Reels, which I mentioned previously. So these are videos. Instagram has the ability to post videos, which they now post as Reels. So pictures are great. People will interact with them, but you want to give as much variety in content that you can to remain engaging to your audience. So if you only post photos, that's okay. But you should post videos and lots of videos, because people are more likely to stop and watch a video for a short while than to stop and stare at a photo. If they're just kind of doom scrolling through their Instagram feed, they'll take a look at your photo, your image for, you know, a split second and then keep scrolling. But a video, moving pictures, you know, anything from 10 seconds to, you know, over a minute long, that's more likely to stop somebody and engage them with your content. So you want to create interesting and engaging videos, and you can even add text on the video as well as music, hopefully your own, but you can, Instagram allows you to use a whole host of other music, including major label music that's on there, you know, in short clips that you can attach to your videos. And some people like to do that. They like to look at what's trending, what other people are using, and to use the same sound clips on behind their videos. That way, if certain sound clips are being used a lot, your videos are more likely to come up because of that. That's one thing to think about, and including hashtags, which we'll get to soon. So there's a couple of different things you can do with your videos. You know, you can use your Instagram Reels to show bits of your live shows, all right? Take some footage of your latest live show and upload that, post that to Instagram. You can also do face-to-camera videos. So just hold up your phone in selfie mode and talk directly to your audience. Promote new music. Talk about projects you're doing. Tell people about upcoming shows. And this is a great way to connect with your followers, to show them, you know, kind of the human side of you. You can talk about behind the scenes stuff. You can talk about funny stories or interesting information about songs that you're working on, or shows that you played, or venues that you went to. Any kind of like interactive content you can create in a video format is really great for creating engagement with your fans. And again, video just gives you a better way to create connections with your fan base that you just don't get with still images or photos. Okay. Number two, use captions to promote engagement. So not only are you going to post graphic content, so photos or videos or reels, you want to post text as well, or put captions along with your photos and reels. What do you want to say about them? Your captions are an important part of delivering content to your fans. So you put some thought into them and how they talk about and how they connect with your brand or what you're trying to say. For example, let's say you want to post about your upcoming new release. The caption that you put under your post is an opportunity to tell a story about the song. You know, what inspired you to write this song? Who or what is the song about? What's the story behind the song? Is there some kind of interesting production information that you have about when you recorded this song? Is there a well-known studio that you recorded it in? Did you feature or collaborate with another artist on the song? These are the kind of things that you can put in text format that are engaging to your audience, so that not only are they looking at a picture, but if they see the text underneath, they're more likely to stop and read it and comment or interact with it. So another great way to connect with them. Okay, number three, stay consistent with stories. Okay, so again, if you guys are already using something like Facebook, you know that across the top, when you first get onto your feed, they have stories that you can click on. So user profiles can post not only stuff on their wall that will come up in people's news feeds, but they can post instant stories, which can be either pictures or video clips. And this is kind of like content that's happening in the moment, or it's stuff that you don't necessarily want to have permanently on your platform or on your profile. And we'll talk a little about that right now. So your posts convey what you do, the music stuff. Your stories are going to tell your audience who you are. That's kind of a way to say it. So again, the content that you post on your page or on your profile that's going to come up in people's feeds as they're scrolling down through, that's kind of like the curated content that you want to like stay there on your profile. That's the stuff that, I don't want to say that it's more important, but again, it's stuff that's going to permanently stay there, that you want to represent who you are and what you're doing. Because again, when people go to your profile and they look at that grid that we talked about before, that's going to be all the content that you previously posted. So each time you post an image or a video, that content remains there in your grid. You can delete it, of course, but that's the stuff you're going to keep there on your account. So when people go to your profile specifically to see all your content, that stuff stays there. The stories, on the other hand, will disappear after 24 hours. So when someone clicks on your story at the top of the platform, you know, that's something, again, that's not, it's not something that you necessarily are going to keep for forever. It might just be an interesting tidbit. Maybe you're in the studio and you do a quick video. You're at the microphone. You're about to throw down your vocals and you just hold up your camera and you create a quick impromptu video saying, "Hey, I'm here in the studio about to record vocals for my new release. You know, check out my profile for more information," something like that. And you post that to your story. That's something that's a quick, informational, and it's not something that you necessarily going to keep forever on your profile, because it's not necessarily evergreen. Because once that recording's done, you don't need people to see, "Hey, I'm in the studio, I'm recording, you know, the track for this song that's coming out soon." It's kind of interesting. Maybe that's something you'd want to keep. So you have some discretion there. What are the things that you want to just share in the moment? And what are the things that you want to share, but you want to stay on your profile for people to see as long as you keep that profile? So stories are just like little bits of your life or your music life that you let your fans in on, that's more than just surface level. So again, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And it's also a place where you can kind of show some personal stuff. If you are touring and you're in a new city for you and you're like visiting, I don't know, like different sites and scenery and stuff, and it's just something that strikes you, you can share that. You know, it's something that's kind of out of the ordinary that you just want to share in the moment. That's kind of a cool thing to do with your stories. Okay. Again, another opportunity to be creative and engage with your fans and followers. All right. Number 4, use hashtags and trending challenges. Okay. If you're not familiar with hashtags, for some of you who are a little bit older, maybe you know them as the pound sign. Remember we used to have to hit the pound sign on the telephone? Sometimes automated things still do that, but the hashtag is a way that Instagram uses. They're kind of like mini search queries. So you type in hashtag and then a string of words all together, no spaces. And these are things that people can click on to find your content, and also they can search for. So you can search for trending hashtags on Instagram when you're doing your posts to see what other people are using. And you can also use ones that fewer people are using. And we recommend that you use both. The thing is, the ones that are the relevant hashtags that many people are using, it's a good indication that a lot of people are using them and following them. But the problem with that is the flip side. So many people are using them, you can kind of get lost in that sea. So use those, obviously, because they are popular and people are looking for them, searching for them. But also create your own unique ones. That way they point only to you or to a smaller group of people that you might be more likely to bubble up to the top. If you don't understand hashtags or it doesn't make sense by the way I'm explaining it, just go on YouTube, click in how to use hashtags, and you'll find tons of tutorials that will explain exactly what they are, how to use them, and how to use them much more effectively. But you definitely want to use hashtags. So for example, let's say you are in the studio and you're recording a new album. You can use hashtag new album, hashtag in the studio, hashtag new release, something like that. Again, you can use Instagram to search for hashtags that are already being used, so you know what types of things people are looking for. And again, you can always create your own. Again, we recommend using both of those options. Trending challenges. Yeah. The article suggests these. I think they can be helpful. Again, we talked about using, trending audio sometimes in the background of your posts. That's one way people try to use. That's one thing that people use to try to like stay, relevant in algorithms, because they know that a lot of people are using this audio, so that other related videos or videos that have the same audio are likely to bubble up closer to the surface. Sometimes that helps a little bit. These challenges are another thing that Instagram uses to sort of create like buzz in newer posts. So They'll often show up in your stories, which you talked about earlier. So one trend that like the article suggests or mentions that has circulated recently is the add yours sticker. So you can put a sticker on your post and it says add yours, and then other people will interact with that. And when they click on it, it allows them to add their own sticker to their profile. Another example is something called 6 photos of your September. So obviously asking you to share 6 photos of September. Again, these are things that people that if they're doing them or they see other people doing them, they're more likely to find yours as well. Another one might be last photo of your pet in your camera roll. So some people will say that, like, show me the last photo of your pet or the last photo in your camera roll, no cheating kind of thing. Again, they're just fun things that people like kind of jump on because they're popular in the moment. Again, the challenge is you want them to be supportive of your brand and who you are as a creator. If they have no relevance to your brand, you know, you don't have to use them. They may or may not be helpful. You can experiment with them, see if people interact more when you use them. And I'm going to say there's probably a lot of challenges out there that have no relevance at all, and they're definitely not going to do anything to help people engage with you anymore. Another thing you can do in your stories is polls and questions. This is a way to engage your fans and to promote your music. Use them to ask your fan base questions, specific questions, and involve them in the decision making. So here's an example. What song should we cover at our next gig? So you can actually ask that question on one of your posts in your story, and then fans can respond to that, and get, you know, give you immediate feedback so that you can actually encourage engagement with your content, which is really great. All right. So those are a couple ways to use hashtags and challenges on your Instagram posts. Okay. Number 5, leveraging Instagram ads for a new release. So again, Instagram is owned by Meta, also the parent company of Facebook. So ads are the way that they use to pay for it, because obviously this platform is free to use. So it makes money off of, you know, ad economy. So there are ads on Facebook, there are ads on Instagram as well. And as Instagram continues to grow, like we said, there's 2.35 billion users already, over that many. The algorithms that they use are constantly updating and changing. So unfortunately, that affects what followers and how many followers get to see your content. So that's the frustrating part. You know, it used to be that whoever followed your profile saw everything, but it's not that way anymore. It hasn't been for years. There's a limited release, like they limit the people who get to see your content. So, you know, you're always playing games with these algorithms and trying to find more ways and more effective ways to engage with your audience. So one of the ways around that is, unfortunately, to pay for advertisement. Now, the cost isn't that high. You know, you can reach a lot of people with just a few dollars. And it's not necessarily a bad investment if you have good content and something to share, you know, something worthwhile that people are going to be interested in and engage with. So Instagram ads are one way to do that. And the cool thing about using the ads is you can use Instagram's algorithms to target specific demographics. So you can ask it to target specific fans that would be interested in your music. So that could go by age, by gender, by location, by types of music, by type of music that you play. You can kind of tailor your ads. So like a targeted profile of the type of person that you're trying to reach, that will help your ads be more successful and to get more connection and engagement from newer fans. So that's one good thing about the ad platform on Instagram. The other thing is you can choose goals for your ads. So your goal might be to get more website visits, or to get more profile visits, or more messages, direct messages from fans. So that's another thing you can do, is set a goal for your ad. Then you just tell them your budget and the length of time that you want the ad to run, and everything's automated from there. So I would say, especially if you have an account, an Instagram account, and it's been established for a while, and maybe you have a little bit of a following and you're kind of hitting a wall and you can't figure out how to get more, that might be an option for you. I wouldn't necessarily create an ad right away if you're new to Instagram and you don't have a lot of content or you don't have a lot of followers, because spending money for that and having somebody click on it and come to your account and there's nothing there for them to see, it's a waste of money, first of all. Yeah, you know, you have nothing to show and they're not likely to come back, you know. So establish a little bit of a content, a footprint there on Instagram first. Have good content, stuff that's interesting, some stuff that people want to click on and see and watch and view and comment on and respond to. And then, you know, make sure all your bio and everything, all your information's in there, all of your links to your different, your website, all your other social media, all that stuff is complete. Do all that first. Do all that, all those other steps that we talked about in earlier in the program. Do all that stuff first before you think about spending money on an ad. Otherwise, yeah, it's just going to be a waste of your investment of time and money. All right. So we have one more tip here. It's our final tip for using Instagram to promote your music. And that is updating your Instagram shop. Now, this one was new to me. Like, I use Instagram both personally and as a musician. Haven't posted much on my musician page in a long time, gotta admit. But apparently Instagram now has a way to make it easy to sell your merch right from the platform. So this is really cool. So you can use Instagram Shop to post things like t-shirts, pins, stickers, hats, you know, whatever else you have. And your fans can purchase it right through your Instagram profile. So this is really, really cool. Once you begin listing your items on Instagram, you'll see a view shop button that goes live on your profile page, and people can just click on that and view your shop with all your products on there. You can then promote your items and your stories that we talked about earlier. So that's good content to do. Again, something that's kind of in the moment. So you can create a story that says, hey, I got new merch in my store, or like, you know, here's my new hoodie. Click on my, my Instagram story and my profile to purchase today, you know, something like that. So that way you can make a little bit of extra cash for your band with just a few clicks. Pretty cool. So let's sum this up. Learning how to promote music on Instagram might feel a little overwhelming at first. I know I throw a lot of information at you. If you haven't been on the profile, it might sound like it's really involved, but it's really not. It's really pretty intuitive if you haven't used it yet. If you're already on there, you know all the stuff I'm talking about. You know, you're familiar with, you know, how everything looks and how to navigate the interface and everything. It's really pretty straightforward once you find your bearings. Yeah, but once you make a habit of it as part of your music marketing routine, it'll feel like second nature. It really is. It's very straightforward. And again, so many musicians are using Instagram to promote their music and to engage with fans, to create new fans, and to network with other musicians. And if you're not on there already, we really suggest that you are, okay? So check it out again, Instagram.com. Again, create a separate dedicated music profile for yourself as a musician. And again, we hope that this episode helped you a little bit, especially if you weren't familiar at all with Instagram. If you already were, maybe there were some new things here that you haven't thought about yet, or you haven't used yet, utilized yet. Put them to use. You know, update your profile. Keep everything up to date. And again, content is king, but also consistency is king. Make sure you continue to post and promote new content all the time in order to keep reaching your fans and your followers. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for sitting through another episode. And again, we hope this was helpful to you. If you need any help beyond what we already talked about in this program, or if you want us to drill down on something that we mentioned, reach out to us at info@notespiremusic.com. You can find us at our website, which is notespiremusic.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram if you want to check out our Instagram content. You can always listen to our 24/7 internet radio station, which is WNSMDB. You can find that at notespireradio.com, or we have our own app. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Notespire Radio today. All right. Thank you guys so much. Look forward to talking to you again soon to help you have a greater impact at what you do and what God has called you to do through your music and your ministry. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Artist Impact Podcast, a production of Notespire Music, LLC. At Notespire Music, we empower independent Christian musicians to grow their God-given music potential by refining their craft and extending their music ministry reach. Notespire Music, helping you gain confidence, grow your talent, and advance your impact. For more information, visit notespiremusic.com and join us next time for the Notespire Music Artist Impact.